Among those things that endeared former President Reagan to many Americans was the apparent love he shared with his wife, Nancy. The two were married for 52 years, and the former First Lady was a fierce protector of the man she called Ronnie. During his presidency, she was often seen at his side, looking at him with an adoring gaze. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy, were both actors by profession, but no one thought that their close relationship was anything but real. It was evident throughout their marriage, but especially so after the president revealed in 1994 that he suffered from Alzheimer's. Mrs. Reagan's pain was apparent as she addressed the 1996 Republican convention in San Diego.
Just 4 years ago, Ronnie stood before you and spoke for what he said might be his last speech at a Republican convention. Sadly, his words were too prophetic.
What many saw as a storybook marriage was in fact made in Hollywood. Ronald Reagan and a young actress named Nancy Davis met in 1951 and were married a year later. Mrs. Reagan said she wanted nothing more than to be a devoted wife, mother, and homemaker. But before abandoning her acting career altogether, she and her husband in 1957 appeared in the only movie they made together, Hellcats in the Navy, where she played a nurse in love with a submarine commander.
Must be a big push this time, Case.
The Admiral told me not to tell.
The Admiral should have told me not to worry.
I thought we'd settled all that about you and me.
It won't stay settled, Case. Not until you tell me you stopped caring.
Soon, the Reagans' relationship went from the screen to the campaign trail. Although Nancy Reagan never warmed to the role of political wife, she played it for many years. As First Lady of California and then of the United States, she was often criticized for being preoccupied with fashion and interior decoration. She appeared to have little interest in policy. But Reagan biographer Edmund Morris says the First Lady was extremely interested in protecting her husband from those who might want to undermine him or take advantage of the president.
And if the president happens to have the nature that Ronald Reagan had, whereby he tended to like and trust everybody, he needed a screen, a protector. That's the function the only real political function she formed for him. She could see a predator coming from a mile off.
And as a result, many of those who wanted to influence the president knew they'd first have to get past Nancy. Morris says Reagan also depended on his wife to shield him from the turmoil of daily life, including disputes involving their children, Patty and Ron Jr., so he could focus on the presidency. Reagan himself said he could not have accomplished all that he did without the support of the woman he sometimes called Mommy. Over the last decade, Reagan became even more dependent on his wife, as she nursed him through his illness. Morris says this role brought out the best in Nancy Reagan, who has become a vocal advocate of research to find a cure for Alzheimer's, including research controversial for its reliance on stem cells derived from human embryos. The last public speech she gave before her husband's death was delivered just last month at a fundraiser for such research. Again, Edmund Morris.
There's no question that Nancy loved Ronald Reagan with a consuming passion. She was the ideal wife to look after a great man in the twilight of his life.
Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.